my concept that I call crawl, walk, run. This is something that I apply to a lot of my ideas or pretty much any business I'm going to start today. And the idea behind is you got to crawl before you can walk. You got to walk before you can run. So what does that look like? Well, for me, the crawling was getting, say, Cardcraft out on Etsy, right? And what was really nice about doing that was we were able to actually find out and see demand, right? And test out our theory of folks love these designs, right? So, 1800 almost sales on this platform. Well, then what do we do next? Well, we know we want to be able to drive traffic and better control our user experience. So that's where the Cardcraft site that if you go to Cardcraft.io shows up, and this is actually a Shopify site. The idea being that the site that I'm showing you now, this one that we were just on, is actually the run, right? This is the custom site or the beta, and it's a beta, but it's a working beta, meaning that I can actually A/B test my traffic, send some folks here to see, because we know that they're converting or they're buying stuff here, and send them there, and then also send the other half of my traffic to my beta site. So I'm really big on that close, tight integration circle where, from having customers to test, I can ask any of these 1800 folks to, try out our new app, new site, and then being able to kind of incorporate that feedback in, right? You might get something like, yes, please add Facebook authentication into this kind of like tightly designed system that really just comes from doing some of this groundwork before you start coding.
I find that really interesting because you started with Etsy, which for anybody who's not familiar with Etsy, it's basically where different I don't want to downplay this in any way, shape, or form, but it's when most people think of Etsy, they're thinking about somebody that has a particular craft that they do, and they want to be able to sell that craft. And so that's really where you started. It's almost just like, hey, I'm a single person. I've got this little thing that I like to do. Let me just try and sell it here. And there's also then in turn, like very little investment on your part with both time and money, that it only takes just a few clicks to start selling stuff on Etsy, and then that's where you started, and then you went on to Shopify, which is one of a handful of different services that are out there that basically give you an e-commerce site out of a box. And that's like, and I it that that's really sort of like, just like you said, it's then that walk of like, okay, now we're going to pretend to be like a small to maybe like mid-ish size company of now we're going to use that thing out of the box, and then that run is now we're going to pretend to be like a mid or maybe even like a large size company where now we're going to have our own custom experience and our own custom website. And then in turn, like the level of investment that you're making there starts really small and then just starts to grow over time. So if you realize here, hey, wait a minute, you know what? Nobody's buying these things on Etsy, which is obviously not true. You've had success there. But if you realize, hey, you know what? This really isn't a thing after all, you didn't really lose out on anything that
Absolutely.
And again, you sort of also have those bailout points. So you're doing that constant, like you said, refinement and getting that constant feedback, but you're also then like mitigating your risk that entire time, and you're only getting to the end if you realize, hey, yes, we've actually got something here.
Absolutely. And for me, once again, I've taken the opposite approach. I've started with, I'm going to build the app and they're going to come, right? And a couple of 100 hours later and a couple of thousands of dollars later, I've learned that's not always the case. So a lot of this is built around that exactly, just assuaging risk or assessing risk, right? And what you really want to do as you're building your platform, building your apps, building your website, right, is thinking about, well, what are the best and easiest ways that we can get a proof of concept out, take the feedback, learn from it, and then get to the next stage, right? Or get to the next step. Because I think for me, my experience has been that's what a lot of startup is, essentially surviving today so you could live to fight tomorrow, right? And then also learning and growing as your business learns and grows.